Wildcard Line, welcome to the show. You're on the air. Hi.
Hi, George.
Yes, sir. Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from LA.
Okay. Go ahead, sir.
Okay. The reason why I called was that you had a caller who was talking about a shrunken head.
Yes.
Okay. My dad was a doctor, okay, in Jamaica.
Okay.
And he became very, very interested in this. And in a magazine called Man's Magazine in the early 50s, an article came out about it. It was called The Headhunters of the Amazon. Okay, so he decided he wanted to get one of these things. So he went, he took a boat at that time called the Reina del Pacifico to Valparaiso and Santiago in Chile. There he met a curio shop owner, and he inquired about this. And the guy told him, no, these don't exist. It's, you know, it's all a myth, what have you, and so on.
Yeah.
So what happened is this, is that he started speaking to him, and he told him he was a doctor, and the curio owner said to him, you know, I wanted to be a doctor too as well. And they spoke for a while, and then after a short period of time, he turned to him and he said, I tell you what, you come back in the morning and I'll see what I can do. He went back, and to cut a long story short, just to give it a brief front history,
yeah.
When he went back, the guy gave him a tube, and he said, I don't want you to open it in the store. When you get back to Jamaica, you can open it. Now, to go backwards a little bit here, do you want to know a little bit of details of how it's actually done?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, I'm curious.
Here's how it's done. When the warring tribes in the Andes would fight each other, they would decapitate the bodies, and the heads would be stored. And what would happen is, let's say, for instance, I'm a warrior. I go to the witch doctor in the village, and I say, okay, here are my heads. And what that witch doctor would do, first of all, is to slit the back of the skull with the skin. And what they would do is they would put it in a hot sand that would allow it, the skin, to be peeled from the skull. That would then be filled with sand and a special juice, which the Venezuelan government spent a lot of money trying to figure out which tree did this sap come from that was poured into the sand that causes the shrinking.
Ah.
It would then shrink the head down to the size of about a tennis ball. Okay. And when it shrinks the hair and even the bamboos that are in the ears of their victims. The hair remains perfectly intact. As a matter of fact, there is an old superstition that goes that the hair actually grows every year. Now, my dad had one, a real one. This is a real one. It was given eventually to the museum in Jamaica when he died because I didn't want it, you know. What was I going to do with it?
What do you do? Where do you put it?
Well, this is it. So we kept it in a bottle and... Well, at first he had it out, and then the ants took it up. And so what he did was he put it into a glass bottle with some cotton and put it on filled with formaldehyde. And this stopped the process completely of the ants attacking it. But the skin is very subtle, just like real skin. It doesn't get, you know, like leather. It's leathery, but it's soft leather. And you can see all the fuzzy hair on the skin, everything.
Does the color of the skin change regardless of...
First of all, most of them were Peruvian Indians, okay? So they have a slight...
dark complexion anyway, right?
Right, a slight slaty complexion. That complexion does not change.
Okay.
You see, the thing is, the secret of this was passed from witch doctor's father to witch doctor's son to son to son to son. And no one ever knew the secret of the juice that was actually used. And which tree it came from. And from all the way from southern section of South America all the way up to Venezuela, the governments have been trying to, because it still happens, you know. There are many people who go into the jungle and never ever come back out. Only their heads do.
Oh, my God.
Okay, now.
And now with this juice from a tree, have they ever, even up till now, figured out where it's coming from?
No. The Venezuelan government, as I said, spent about 5 years going through the jungles and trying to chop down certain trees that they thought was the problems, but it didn't stop it.
What would they do with it if they found out?
Well, first of all, if they did, they would destroy every one of those trees that is on the surface of the earth.
Oh, they would have. Okay.
Oh, yeah, because, you see, what this, mark you, they may not necessarily destroy it for the sake of destroying it. It may have other properties too as well, because remember, these are primitive people, okay? And they don't have the technology that we have today that would be able to maybe say, you know, like we take the sting of a scorpion, and that can be made into a drug.
Right.
Okay? They don't have that type of technology. They only know that it passes from father to son, father to son, father to son.
And it works, whatever it might be.
Right. And what would happen is this is that the strength of a warrior is the amount of shrunken heads that he has posted outside of his hut.
And that he keeps them for years and years and years?
Because they will never rot. Okay? As a matter of fact, what is interesting is this is even the eyebrows are perfectly intact. The eyelashes do not fall out. Okay? The hair is soft, just as you would comb it. The bamboo shoots that go through, because the Peruvian Indians wear bamboo shoots with feathers in them. Even that shrinks along with it, too, as well.
That's weird.
Yes.
What would happen?
When you see this thing, right? The only reason why I know about this is because my dad was heavily involved with it, okay? He became so fascinated about it that he took a trip to South America from Jamaica in those days. And my uncle was the customs officer at the pier in those days. They're all dead now, so I can talk about that. But when he came back, he was with what most people would not know, but they might hear about an organization called the St. John's Brigade. Ambulance Brigade. It's a British organization. Well, my dad had a very special pin that he wore under his lapel, because he always wore white as a doctor. And what that pin did was, let's say, for instance, you were on the boat and there was an accident, and they call out, "Doctor, doctor, is there a doctor in the house?"
Right.
He would show that pin to claim that he is, in actual fact, a medical doctor. And so when he was coming through customs, my uncle went to meet him. Okay, and he said to him, everybody called my father Taddy. Okay, and he said, "Taddy, are you bringing anything at all that you shouldn't be bringing?" And my dad turned to him and said, "You know that his name was Horace.
Yeah.
You know that Horace." And he said, "Okay, you follow me. Do not leave my side, because if they open your bags any at all, they're going to confiscate whatever you have." He didn't know what it was. And he came right through. And the fascinating thing about it is this, is when we saw this thing, we thought it was, because you see them in those days, they used to advertise these shrunken heads in magazines that were all made of plastic.
Yeah, all little toys.
Yeah, but when you see this thing, you realize this is a living, or rather was a living human being. This is not a toy.
Not anymore.
No, and it is very, very fascinating to see this, because you'd not believe that people would do such things.
What would happen?
The mouth is sewn. Because there is a superstition that it may speak one day.
And tell everybody about who shrunk his head.
Right.
Yeah. What would happen if somebody found the sap or the juice from the tree and spilled it on themselves? I mean,
nobody really knows anything at all about this juice, because its secret was kept by the witch doctors. So secret that not even any party from the West, when I say West, I'm speaking about outsiders,
right,
were ever able to get that information from the witch doctors.
I wonder if it could make you...
When they were performing this, it was performed in a huge amount of secrecy, because the technique was passed from one area to another. You see, in actual fact, the process was actually told to a certain point after many... missionaries and what have you went in to try and, as they did when Columbus came to the New World, to try and educate people into religion and what have you and so on. But many of these quote-unquote people who went in, many of them never came back out, only their heads.
Well, I got to tell you, I've now learned more about how to shrink a head than I've ever thought. Thanks for the information, but I'm serious. If that liquid from the tree was ever spilled on someone, I wonder if it would just reduce him down to a real tiny little person.